Why is China not mentioned in the revelation? I would have thought they would have been one of these four major countries.
Well, I can't tell you exactly why they're not mentioned there in Daniel 7, but it appears that China is mentioned in the Bible. We're going to leap now to Revelation chapter 9. There's a prophecy of a war that will kill one-third of mankind. And it says that an army of 200 million soldiers will participate in that war. Mao Zedong, in his diary, boasted that he could put 200 million soldiers on the battlefield, the exact number that's in that prophecy.
That is true. That is
so
true.
It appears that China is ultimately going to be involved in this war that will kill 2 billion human beings. I'm going to jump ahead here a little bit, George, because the Bible teaches this war will begin from the area of the Euphrates River. It says that there were four angels bound in the great river Euphrates, which were prepared for an hour, a day, a month, and a year, for to slay the third part of men. Well, 90% of the Euphrates is in the nation of Iraq.
That's right.
We have 150,000 troops stationed along the Euphrates tonight. It appears to me we have already begun this war that will spin out of control, and ultimately it may become a full-blown war between the West and Islam, but somewhere along the line it appears that China's going to jump in and say, well, the United States is nailed down. We've got this problem with Taiwan. We are determined we will not allow Taiwan to be independent. President Chen Shui-bian is determined to be independent. Therefore, get the U.S. nailed down where she can't do anything about it. We're going to make our move against Taiwan.
Right, right. So let the U.S. get mired down in the Middle East. We'll go and take over Taiwan.
It certainly looks like that could well be what's going to happen here.
Because especially if something happens in Iran, because I don't think this country or all the other countries have the manpower to fight these wars on all these fronts.
Well, that's exactly where we are right now. And, you know, we're talking about a very wide spectrum here. Let me just pause a moment, George, if I can, to tell everyone I have a course called Understand the End Time, and it is 12 hours on DVD that takes you through the United States and other modern nations in the Bible, the coming world government, and all of these things. And if people are interested, you know, it is available from our ministry here at 800-END-TIME, or they can go to endtime.com, either one, and order it, because we believe that every person on this planet has to know this right now, because we're living it right now.
I've always wondered why China would always become part of a major war when we are their best customer. And, you know, we are creating a standard of living now for them that they've never had before, primarily because of our buying power. Why fight with us, at least at this point? Maybe 20 years from now, 50 years from now, but why now?
In my opinion, they're watching our setting up of an anti-missile defense system that is becoming better and better. And in my opinion, they will probably move because they know if they don't do it now, it'll be now or never. Furthermore, the United States is hedging China in. The neocon people believe that China is the number one threat to U.S. dominance. And if we don't stop China now, because she's bleeding us to death economically. I mean, we had a $160 billion deficit with her last year. So consequently, it looks like to me that that's the reason we're going to keep hedging her in, and she's going to say, look, we're not going to take this anymore, and she's making alliances right now with Russia. At some point, if a world war flashes, all the nations say, I've got to jump in now, it's my turn, and that's where I think we're going, and I think we're going there quickly.
Gog, Magog, I believe, if I recall my book of Revelation, the memory, is that Russia, China?
Gog and Magog is Russia. It also says the chief prince of Meshach. If you look up Meshach in an unabridged dictionary, it'll say Moscovy or Moscow. This is a prophecy that Russia will come down against Israel at the time of Armageddon. Iran will be with her, according to Ezekiel 38. Now, we're watching the alliance between Russia and Iran right now be strengthened. We're hoping Russia will bail us out by processing uranium inside Russia so we can say, okay, we don't have to deal with Iran right now. That should not give us comfort at all. The Bible is explicitly clear that Russia and Iran, it's called Persia in Ezekiel 38, is going to come down against Israel and Armageddon. Now, here's the interesting thing. When they passed the resolution, when they sent the resolution to the UN Security Council recently, Great Britain said to, together with Egypt, said, let's put in here that this is the first step towards a nuclear-free Middle East. Well, that was aimed at Israel because Israel is the only Middle Eastern power that has nuclear weapons right now. So they're determined to take away Israel's nuclear weaponry. It looks like to me that may be the spark that will ultimately trigger Armageddon. If the world community goes against Iran now and somehow either Iran caves and does not have nuclear weapons, then the world community turns to Israel and say, okay, we protected you against Iran's nuclear possibility. Now it's time for you to give up your nukes so that we can have a nuclear-free Middle East. And the Bible teaches that ultimately the world community is going to invade Israel. That may be the premise.
There is no way that Israel will relinquish its nuclear capabilities.
No, she will not. As a matter of fact, the Bible teaches that she will use them at the Battle of Armageddon. In Zechariah 14, verse 1 through 12, it describes the Battle of Armageddon. And it says, this is the plague. This is verse 12. It says, this is the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all those that come against Jerusalem. Their eyes will be consumed in their sockets. Their tongues will be consumed in their mouths. Their flesh will fall off the bone. It's a prophetic description, an accurate description of the effects of nuclear radiation. It was written 500 B.C., but nevertheless, there it is, and there are going to be nuclear weapons used in Armageddon.
How long will this war last, Irvin, the Armageddon?
It will not last very long. It will be nuclear. It will move rapidly. There's a gap in prophetic scripture in chapter 12 of the book of Daniel. It says the reign of the Antichrist will last till the 1290th day. Blessed is he that cometh to the 1335th day. There's a 45-day gap there that none of the prophecy teachers can explain. I'm wondering if that may not be the length of the Battle of Armageddon. Israel simply cannot fight long wars because Israel depends on a citizen's army to fight her wars. You know, the most famous war was 6 days long. She gets in, she gets them done, she gets them over with. This one is going to move fast, and Israel is going to be losing that war. And when Israel is about to go down for the count, that's when the eastern skies will divide and Jesus Christ will show up to defend Israel.